the sensorial of touch. And I have a very simple score for that that we could do, that I can show. You can keep drawing here. But, and it's very simple. It's just about, the choreography is very, very simple. It's like I take one of the parts of my body that will be the place of first contact. And I'm going to this foreigner land with my ship. And so the first class moment is this kind of time where there is a space in between. This is already the narrative. And just to observe and just to see if I can kind of, every time I'm also recognizing, yeah, I'm touching it, no, it's not the reality, I'm not trying to, like, trying to really be like open in the sense of what is my narrative about it. And then what is the moment of first touch, what is nearly like a scientific, like it's the first time I arrive on this planet, I don't know if it's dangerous, I don't know, oh, I'm touching it, what is the temperature, what is the landing, and then, oh, it's sliding, and it's reacting, and the way I touch the floor. So trying to really have this kind of narrative of what is the touch of it, and really, like, every time I think that she's a person and it's human, I'm like, no, no, this is just a fiction, it's not real. She's actually, it's actually something else, and I'm holding on a rock, and I'm trying to survive, and I can feel that inside her is actually, I'm trying to reach something inside, I'm trying to find the treasure that is inside, and I'm opening with a knife, the back of and you can even say it, like you can even like speak it loud or speak it, but kind of like to see if you can have play with this idea of narrative and at the same time really try to be always updating with the sensation. So that is not this moment that you ignore the reality of the physical reality of the what's happening. So the every time you feel like, oh, I'm getting, it's actually about trying to be hypersensitive to the physical reality, but playing with what narrative you put on it.